Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air.
And I'm Juicer Millen. It is truly a pleasure to have you joining us once again for another exciting episode. Today, we're delving into the heart of April, a month of changes, where we are going to explore the shifts and transformations that this special month brings.
As we embark on this journey, we'll be immersing ourselves in a world of thought-provoking discussions, inspiration, entertainment, and knowledge. But first, let's prepare our hearts and minds with the serenity of the Quran through a recitation that resonates deep within us. We begin our quest with spiritual enlightenment through the beauty of Quranic recitation, followed by a thoughtful translation to deepen our understanding and connection. Quran recitation by Azad Arshad from 7F.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم. Translation: We have sent it, the Quran, down in the night of Qadr. And what may let you know what the night of Qadr is? The night of Qadr is much better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend in it with the leave of your Lord along with every command. Peace it is till the debut of dawn.
Thought for the day. Start the new school year ready for adventure. Think of it as an exciting journey where every class is a chance to learn and every day is an opportunity to grow. Be curious, ask questions, and enjoy the journey. It's not just about grades. It's about discovering what you can do and who you can be. The best part of learning isn't just the facts you know, but the friendships you make, the skills you build, and the unique journey you create. As you navigate through assignments and exams, remember that the effort you put in now will shape your future. Take on each challenge with courage and embrace every opportunity to explore and innovate. You have the power to make it a year filled with growth, achievement, and unforgettable memories. So go ahead, unlock your potential, and let this school year be the start of something amazing. Thank you.
Academic Adventures, unlocking the potential of the new school year. Join us as we delve into excitement and possibilities of the upcoming academic year. From discovering new knowledge to honing our skills, let's unlock the potential that lies in our academic adventures.
Hello everyone, my name is Kirtana and I'm from 12F. First, I'd like to share something said by Lady Bird Johnson. The environment is where we all meet, where we all have a mutual interest. It is the one thing all of us share. On that note, let's talk about something important: preserving our planet. Our Earth is beautiful, but it's also fragile because of what we as humans do to it. We see things like cutting down forests, polluting the air and water, and changing the climate. These are some really big problems, but we can do something about it. We need to change how we think about our planet. We're not separate from nature. In fact, we are a part of it. So let's start living in a way that keeps the Earth healthy. We can do simple things like using less energy, recycling, and just being kind to nature. We can also encourage everyone around us to make eco-friendly choices and work together to protect our environment. Preserving our planet is a privilege. It's our job to take care of it for future generations. Let's work together to make sure the Earth stays beautiful and healthy for everyone. In the midst of our busy lives, it's easy to forget the interconnectedness of all living things on this planet. Yet, when we pause to appreciate the delicate balance of nature, we realize the profound impact of our actions. Each decision we make, whether big or small, has ripple effects that reach far beyond our immediate surroundings. It's a humbling reminder that we're not isolated beings, but integral parts of a vast and intricate ecosystem. Let's cherish this interconnectedness and strive to tread lightly on the earth, mindful of the legacy we leave behind. When communities come together with a shared vision of sustainability, they can drive a meaningful change on local, national, and global scales, whether through local initiatives, innovative technologies, or advocacy efforts. There are countless opportunities for us to make a difference. Let's harness the power of collaboration and solidarity to address the pressing issues facing our planet. Together, we can turn the tide and create a brighter future for all living beings. As we think about Earth Day, let's also notice how amazing nature is. Despite the problems we create, the Earth can heal itself. It's like seeing a little plant grow through a crack in the sidewalk, or watching the ocean full of life. Nature reminds us that it can bounce back from tough times. Let's learn from nature's strength as we work to protect our planet for the future. Together, let's take care of Earth with hope and determination, knowing how special life is all around us. In conclusion, as we commemorate World Earth Day, let's heed the wisdom of Chief Seattle, who said, "We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children." Let's remember that each of us has a crucial role in safeguarding our planet by making conscious choices and advocating for environmental preservation. We can ensure a brighter future for generations to come. Together, let's honor our responsibility as custodians of this wondrous earth and strive to leave a legacy of harmony and sustainability. Thank you.
For sharing your experiences, it's inspiring to hear about the preservation of our planet and a call to action on World Earth Day. Thank you once again.
Immerse yourself in the magic of storytelling and the beauty of poetry. Let these narratives and verses inspire, comfort, and transport you to realms beyond imagination.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Harvin Lijo from 6C. Today, I'm going to tell you a story named The Golden Touch. Once upon a time, there was a king who was very greedy. He wanted more and more gold, even though he already had more than he could ever spend. One day, a fairy appeared to the king and granted him one wish. The king wished for the golden touch, so that everything he touched would turn into gold. The king was overjoyed. He started touching everything he could see. He touched the trees and flowers in his garden, and they turned into gold. At first, the king was very happy. He had all the gold he could ever want. But soon he realized that he had made a mistake. He couldn't eat or drink because everything he touched turned into gold. He couldn't even hug his daughter. The king begged the fairy to take back his wish, but the fairy refused. She said that the king had been greedy and he had to learn his lesson. King realized that he had been foolish and he had lost everything that was important to him. Moral of the story: greedy can lead to downfall. It is important to be content with what you have. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Let's engage in some brain-teasing fun with intriguing riddles. Let's challenge your wit and enjoy a lively conversation as we unravel these mysteries together.
Welcome to Riddle Me This, the podcast where we unravel the mysteries of the mind, one riddle at a time. Good morning, this is Nesha Nofel from grade 13, NIMS Dubai. Today I am here with my mom to tackle some riddles with you all. Mom, are you ready to put your thinking caps on?
Absolutely. Let's kick things off with our first riddle.
Okay. Riddle number one. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I can come alive with the wind. What am I?
That's a tricky one. Could it be an echo?
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. An echo fits the bill perfectly. Well done, Mum. Now, on to the next challenge. Riddle number two. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
I know this one. It's footsteps, right?
Spot on. Footsteps it is. You're two for two, Mum. Let's see if you can keep the streak going with our next riddle. Riddle number three. What has keys but can't open locks?
Keys that can't open locks. That's a toughie. Okay, wait. Can I have some clue?
Okay, I'll give you a clue. It starts with P and it's a musical instrument.
Start with the P. A musical instrument which starts with P.
Yes.
I know. It's a piano.
That's correct. A piano has keys, but they certainly won't open any locks. You're on fire, Mom. Let's keep the momentum going with our final riddle. Riddle number four. I'm tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
Oh, I have heard this one before. It's a candle.
Bingo, a candle it is. You've cracked all the riddles, Mom. Nicely done.
Okay, Nasha. So now let's try some tongue twisters. Are you ready?
Of course, Mom.
Okay, let's kick things off with our first tongue twister. Tongue twister one. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Classic. Let me give it a try. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Oh, nicely done, Nasha. Now let's see if you can handle the next one.
Okay.
Tongue twister two. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Ah, tongue twister with some alliteration, isn't it? Okay, here goes. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Perfect! You're natural at this. Now into the next one. Tongue twister three. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Can you try?
Okay, but this one seems a bit tough. I'll try though. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Bravo, Nasha! You're cruising through this tongue twister like a pro. But let's see if you can tackle the next one. Okay? Tongue twister four. Rubber baby, buggy bumbers. Easy one, right?
That's a tough one too, though. But I'll give it a go. Rubber baby, buggy bumpers. Phew! That's a mouthful.
Excellent attempt, Nasha. Now for the final tongue twister challenge. Let me see if you can get this one. Unique New York, New York's unique.
Ah, another tricky one. But this one seems a bit more tricky than the others. I'll give it a try anyway. Unique New York, New York's unique.
Can you be a little faster?
I'll try. Unique New York, New York's unique.
Unique New York, New York's unique.
Unique New York, New York's unique.
Well done, Nasha.
Okay, thank you, Mom. That's all the time we have for today. Let's wind up.
Okay, Nasha.
Goodbye, everyone, and happy twisting.
Engage in a meaningful dialogue between two students as they discuss the pressing issues surrounding our environment. Gain insights into climate change, biodiversity loss, pollution, and deforestation, and explore potential solutions for a greener future.
Hi, Jawad. What is going on with the environment lately?
Yeah, it's been pretty concerning. Climate change seems to be getting worse, and there's so much to talk about. Biodiversity, loss, pollution, and deforestation.
Absolutely. Every day there's a new report about the situation. The Earth's climate is getting unstable.
And it's not just the climate. Biodiversity loss is a huge issue too. We're seeing species disappearing at an alarming rate, which disturbs ecosystems and threatens our food security.
Pollution is another major problem. Plastic waste is choking our oceans, and air pollution is affecting our health, and chemicals are contaminating our soil and water sources.
It's overwhelming to think about all these issues at once, and deforestation is exacerbating everything. We are losing vital carbon scales, habitats for our countless species, and indigenous communities are being displaced.
Yeah, and the scariest part is all these problems are interconnected. Climate change affects biodiversity. Pollution contributes to both climate change and biodiversity loss, and deforestation exacerbates affects climate change and destroys habitats.
It's clear that we need urgent action to address these issues. We can't afford to ignore the warnings anymore. Governments, business, and individuals all need to set up and take responsibilities for protecting our planet.
Absolutely, but it's also important for us as individuals to make changes in our daily lives, whether it's reducing our carbon footprint, supporting sustainable practices, or advocating for policy changes.
Definitely, every little action counts. We owe it to future generations to leave them a planet that's healthy and thriving, not one that's on the brink of collapse.
Now, get ready to twist and turn your tongues with these delightful tongue twisters. Let's embrace the playful side of language and enjoy a good laugh together.
Good morning. My name is Fatma Sahak. I'm studying in 4U.
Hello, my name is Zahra Karan. I'm studying in 4U also.
Today, I'm going to give you some challenge. Are you ready for my challenge?
Yes, but what type of challenge?
Tongue twisters. I'll give you some tongue twisters and you've got to speak like me.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Oh, Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said the butter is bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. So, I bought a better butter to make my batter better. So, it was better. Betty bought a better butter.
Okay, I'll try now. Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said the butter is bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But if I put a batter of butter, I will make my batter better.
This is too hard. Give me an easy one next. Okay. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Okay. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't a fuzzy, was he?
Okay, this one's really easy. Okay, I'll give you another one. A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically, why can't I mathematize mathematics?
Wow, this was really fun, but some of these were really hard. Like, next time I'll not give you this much hard.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of NIMS Podcast. I'm your host, Arham Ibn Habib, and today, we are diving into the incredible connection between physical activity and brain health. So strap on your sneakers and get ready for a journey into the transformative world of exercise. Now, we've all heard that exercise is good for us. It strengthens our muscles, improves our cardiovascular health, and helps us maintain a healthy weight. But did you know that those sweat-inducing sessions at the gym or those brisk walks around the block are doing wonders for your brain? Let's start with the basics. When we exercise, our body releases chemicals like endorphins and serotonin, often referred to as the feel-good hormone. These little powerhouses not only lift our mood but reduces feeling of stress and anxiety. But the benefits don't stop there. Research has shown that regular physical activity can actually increase the size of the hippocampus, the part of the brain that involved in memory and learning. That's right, exercise can literally make your brain bigger. Now you might be thinking, but how does exercise do its magic? Well, it's all about blood flow. When we engage in physical activity, our heart pumps harder, delivering oxygen-rich blood to parts of the body, including the brain. This increased blood flow nourishes our brain cells, promoting growth of new neurons and enhancing cognitive function. Just picture this. You're out for a run, the wind in your hair and the sun on your face. As your feet pounce the pavement, your brain is hard at work, forming new connections and strengthening existing ones. With each step, you're not only getting closer to your fitness goal, but also boosting your brain power. But it's not just about intense workouts. Even low-impact activities like yoga and stretching have been shown to have profound effects on the brain health. These mind-body practices not only improve flexibility and balance, but also promote relaxation and mental clarity. In today's fast-paced world, where stress levels are at an all-time high, taking time to nourish our mental well-being is more important than ever. And what better way to do that than through the power of movement? So whether you're hitting the gym, going for a swim, or simply taking a stroll in the nature, remember that every step you take is a step towards a healthier body and a sharper mind. It's time to unlock the full potential of your brain through the magic of exercise. Now let's delve deeper into the intricate ways in which exercise shapes our cognitive ability and mental resilience. As we said earlier, the psychological effects of exercise in the brain are profound. Beyond merely increasing blood flow, regular physical activity stimulates the release of growth factors, chemicals that support the growth and survival of neurons. This process is known as neurogenesis and occurs primarily in the hippocampus, the brain's memory center. Imagine your brain as a garden and exercise as the nourishing sunlight and water. Each workout session acts as a catalyst for the growth of new neural connections, enriching the soil of your mind and fostering a vibrant landscape. Moreover, exercise serves as a potent defense against age-related cognitive decline. Studies have shown constantly that people who engage in regular physical activity experience lower rate of cognitive decline and have a reduced risk of developing neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. But the benefit of exercise extends much beyond memory and cognition. Exercise has a profound impact on mood regulation and mental well-being. Those feel-good endorphins mentioned earlier, they play a crucial role in alleviating symptoms of depression and anxiety, acting as a natural antidepressant. Furthermore, the sense of accomplishment and empowerment that comes with achieving fitness goals can significantly boost self-esteem and confidence. Whether it's completing a challenging workout or reaching the new personal best, each milestone reinforces our belief in our abilities and strengthens our mental resilience. Now, let's address some of the misconceptions. You do not need to be a gym fanatic or a marathon runner to reap the cognitive benefits of exercise. Even moderate physical activity such as brisk walking, gardening, or even dancing can have a significant impact on brain health. The key is consistency. Making physical activity a regular part of your routine is essential for reaping the benefits of cognitive reward. So, whether it's scheduling regular workout sessions, taking active breaks throughout the day, or incorporating movement into your leisure activities, find what works for you and stick with it. In conclusion, the link between physical activity and brain health is undeniable, from boosting memory and cognition to enhancing mood and resilience. Exercise is truly a powerhouse of the mind. So lace up those sneakers, embrace the joy of movement, and unlock the full potential of your brain, your body, and mind. Thank you.
Health is wealth, they say. On World Health Day, let's unite in our efforts towards a healthier tomorrow. Discover the power of wellness and solidarity as we prioritize our physical and mental well-being. Jam.
Greetings, dear audience. Today, I wish to discuss a topic of paramount importance: harmonizing for a sustainable planet. In an era marked by environmental challenges, dwindling resources, and climate change, the need for collective action and harmony has never been more urgent. Imagine a world where every decision every action is driven by the goal of preserving our planet for future generations. A world where industries thrive in harmony with nature, where communities flourish without compromising the well-being of the environment. This vision of a sustainable planet is not just a lofty ideal. It's an imperative that demands our immediate attention and concerted efforts. First and foremost, let us recognize the interconnectedness of all life on Earth. Our actions reverberate across ecosystems, affecting not only the environment but also the livelihoods and well-being of communities worldwide. From the deforestation of the Amazon rainforest to the pollution of our oceans, the consequences of unsustainable practices are stark and far-reaching. To achieve a sustainable planet, we must adopt a holistic approach that addresses the complex interplay between environmental, social, and economic factors. This means promoting renewable energy sources, embracing circular economies, and prioritizing conservation and biodiversity. It also entails fostering social equity, empowering marginalized communities, and upholding principles of environmental justice. Crucially, harmonizing for a sustainable planet requires collaboration on a global scale. No single nation, organization, or individual can tackle the challenges we face alone. We must transcend boundaries, forge partnerships, and leverage collective expertise to drive meaningful change. Whether it's through international agreements like the Paris Agreement or grassroots initiatives at the local level, every contribution counts in the fight against climate change and environmental degradation. Moreover, achieving sustainability demands innovation and creativity. We must harness the power of technology, science, and entrepreneurship to develop sustainable solutions that meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to thrive. From green technologies to nature-based solutions, we have a wealth of tools at our disposal to usher in a more sustainable era. At the same time, let us not forget the importance of individual actions. Each one of us has a role to play in shaping the future of our planet. Whether it's reducing our carbon footprint, advocating for policy changes, or supporting sustainable business, our choices and behaviors matter. By leading by example and inspiring others to join the cause, we can create a ripple effect of positive change that reverberates far and wide. Education and awareness are key to fostering a culture of sustainability. We must empower individuals with the knowledge and skills to make informed choices and advocate for positive change in their communities. By promoting environmental literacy and encouraging sustainable practices in schools, business, and governments, we can inspire a global movement towards a more sustainable future. Education equips us with the tools to make informed decisions and instills a sense of responsibility towards the planet we call home. In conclusion, harmonizing for a sustainable planet is not just a moral imperative, it's a survival imperative. The challenges we face are daunting, but they are not insurmountable. By working together, drawing on our collective wisdom and ingenuity, we can create a world where humanity thrives in harmony with nature. Thank you for your kind attention.
Did you know that regular physical activity not only benefits your body but also your brain? Discover fascinating facts that broaden your horizons and ignite your curiosity about the world around us.
That regular physical activity is not just about pumping iron or sweating buckets on the treadmill. It's a masterful conductor orchestrating a symphony of benefits for both body and brain. Yes, you heard me right. Our brains, those enigmatic powerhouses nestled snugly inside our skulls, thrive under the influence of regular exercise. Imagine your brain as a muscle, one that needs its fair share of workouts to stand in top form. Just like a bicep curl strengthens your arm, physical activity strengthens your brain. Studies have shown that engaging in regular exercise stimulates the release of chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. Those magical neurotransmitters responsible for lifting your mood and enhancing cognitive function. So while you're busy working up a sweat, your brain is doing a little happy dance of its own. But wait, there's more. Physical activity isn't just a mood booster. It's a cognitive enhancer par excellence. Research has demonstrated that regular exercise improves memory, sharpens focus, and enhances overall cognitive performance. It's like giving your brain a turbo boost, propelling it to new heights of mental clarity and agility. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Exercise is all well and good, but who has the time for it in our fast-paced, caffeine-fueled world? Fear not, my friends, for the beauty of physical activity lies in its versatility. Whether it's a brisk walk in the park, a yoga session at sunrise, or a friendly game of basketball with friends, there's something for everyone. The key is to find what moves you, literally, and make it a regular part of your routine. So, the next time you lace up your sneakers or roll out your yoga mat, remember that you're not just working out your body, you're giving your brain the workout of its life. Embrace the symbiotic relationship between physical activity and cognitive function, and watch as your mind and body soar to new heights of healthy and vitality. Let us embrace the transformative power of regular physical activity, and not just for our bodies, but for our brains as well. Let us move, groove, and sweat our way to a brighter, sharper, and more vibrant future. After all, as the saying goes, a healthy body leads to a healthy mind. So let's get moving, people, and unleash the full potential of our bodies and brains.
Now let the melodies of our students and teachers uplift our spirit and resonate with the values of our school and Islamic teaching.
Ya Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Allah, Salli ala Taha al-Ameen, Allahu Allah, Fi kulli waqtin wahin, Allahu Allah, Imla' qalbi bil yaqeen, Allahu Allah, Thabbitni ala hadha al-deen, Allahu Allah, Waghfir li wal-muslimin, حسبي ربي جل الله الله والله ما في قلبي غير الله الله والله نور محمد صلى الله الله والله لا إله إلا الله الله والله.
Immerse yourself in the magic of storytelling and the beauty of poetry.
The Lost Kitten. In a cozy neighborhood filled with colorful houses and blooming gardens, there lived two best friends named Mia and Alex. Mia was a bubbly girl with curly brown hair and a laugh that echoed down the street. Alex was a thoughtful boy with glasses, always ready with a clever idea. One sunny afternoon, Mia and Alex were playing outside when they heard a faint mewing sound coming from behind the bushes. Curious, they followed the sound and discovered a tiny gray kitten all alone and looking scared. "Oh, poor thing," exclaimed Mia, kneeling down beside the kitten. "It looks lost." Alex nodded in agreement. "We should help it find its way home." Together, they gently picked up the kitten and knocked on doors in the neighborhood, asking if anyone recognized the little gray furball. Unfortunately, no one seemed to know where the kitten belonged. "What should we do?" Mia asked, her brow furrowed in concern. "We can't just leave it here," replied Alex, scratching his head. "Maybe we should take it to the animal shelter. They'll know what to do." Mia nodded reluctantly, and they carried the kitten to the local animal shelter. Inside, they explained the situation to the kind lady in the front desk. "Oh, she's such a sweet kitten," said the lady, her eyes twinkling. "Let me check if she has a microchip." After scanning the kitten, the lady smiled. "Great news! She does have a microchip, and her name is Misty. I'll call her owners right away." Mia and Alex sighed with relief, happy that Misty would soon be reunited with her family. As they waited, Mia turned to Alex with a grin. "I'm glad we found Misty and brought her here. Now she'll be safe." Alex nodded, a small smile playing on his lips. "Yeah, it feels good to help." Just then, the lady returned with Misty's owners, a couple who looked overjoyed to see their lost kitten. They showered Mia and Alex with thanks and even offered to let them visit Misty anytime. Walking home together, Mia and Alex felt a warm glow of happiness inside. "I'm proud of us for helping Misty," Mia said, swinging her backpack happily. "Me too," replied Alex, adjusting his glasses. "We make a good team." And from that day on, Mia and Alex knew that even though they were just kids, they could make a big difference by caring for those in need, whether they had fur or not. So, my dear friends, always remember the power of kindness and teamwork. You never know when a small act of compassion might brighten someone's day or help a lost soul find its way home. Thank you.
Hello and welcome everyone. Today we are diving into one of Shakespeare's classics, All the World's a Stage from As You Like It. In this poem, Shakespeare beautifully compares life to a grand play, with each of us playing different roles as we journey from birth to old age. It's a profound reflection on the stages of life and the roles we all play. So, let's explore the timeless wisdom of Shakespeare's words together. Join me as we ponder the stages of life and the universal truths woven into this poetic masterpiece. Let's dive in. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, and then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the part, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly with a good capon lined with eye severe and beard a formal cut, full of wise sauce and modern instances. And so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon. With spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful host will serve a world too wide for his shrunk shank. And his big manly voice turning again towards childish treble. Pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange even for history. Is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sun's teeth, sun's eyes, sun's taste, sun's everything.
Hello everyone, my name is Rida Buhari and I'm from 7P. Once upon a time, in the heart of a mystical forest, there dwelled a curious creature known as Pippin the Pixie. With shimmering wings and mischievous eyes, Pippin was renowned for her knack of finding the most extraordinary treasures hidden within the depths of the forest. One bright morning, as Pippin flitted among the sun-dappled trees, she stumbled upon a glimmering object half buried beneath a patch of wild flowers. With a flutter of excitement, Pippin unearthed a golden locket adorned with intricate engravings. Intrigued by the locket's mysterious allure, Pippin set out on a quest to uncover its origins. Along the way, she encountered a wise old owl perched atop a gnarled oak tree. The owl shared tales of ancient legends and forgotten secrets, guiding Pippin on her journey. As Pippin ventured deeper into the forest, she encountered challenges and obstacles. Each one testing her courage and determination. Yet, fueled by the insatiable curiosity, Pippin pressed on, undeterred by the trials that lay ahead. Finally, after days of searching, Pippin arrived at a hidden glade bathed in moonlight. There, she discovered the guardian of the locket, a majestic unicorn with a mane of silver and eyes that gleamed like stars. The unicorn revealed that the locket held the power to unlock the dreams of those who wore it, granting them the courage to pursue their deepest desires. With gratitude in her heart, Pippin returned the locket to its rightful guardian, knowing that its magic would continue to inspire others for generations to come. And so, with her quest complete, Pippin returned home to the heart of the forest, forever changed by the journey she had undertaken and the wonders she had discovered along the way. In the end, Pippin learned that the greatest treasures are not found in gold or jewels, but in the courage to follow one's dreams and the magic of the world that surrounds us. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. It's me, Aishirana, here with the topic Preserving Our Planet, a call to action on World Earth Day. Earth Day is an international day devoted to our planet. It draws attention to the environment and promotes conservation and sustainability. Each year on 22nd April, around 1 billion people around the world take action to raise awareness of the climate crisis and bring about behavioral change to protect the environment. The global theme for this year's Earth Day is Planet versus Plastics, which recognizes the threat plastics pose to human health, and with campaigners demanding a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. Unfortunately, with each coming Earth Day, the situation is more urgent than ever before. With more extreme weather events, a changing climate, species losing habitat, and the continued exploitation of captive wildlife worldwide, we are pushing Earth to its limits. As we commemorate Earth Day, it serves as a poignant reminder of the interconnectedness of all life on Earth. Our planet is a magnificent tapestry of ecosystems, each intricately woven together to sustain life in its all forms. From the depths of the oceans to the heights of towering mountains, every corner of Earth plays a crucial role in maintaining the delicate balance of nature. Yet despite the awe-inspiring beauty of our planet, it faces unprecedented challenges. Climate change, deforestation, pollution, and loss of biodiversity threaten the very foundation of life on Earth. The consequences of these environmental crises are far-reaching, impacting everything from human health to global food security. Protecting the planet, it's everyone's responsibility. Nature is suffering. Oceans filled with plastics and turning more acidic. Extreme heat, wildfires, and floods have affected millions of people. Preserving Earth's biodiversity is another critical aspect of environmental conservation. The loss of species due to habitat destruction, pollution, and climate change threatens the stability of ecosystems worldwide. By protecting endangered species, conserving natural habitats, and promoting sustainable land use practices, we can safeguard the rich diversity of life on Earth. Furthermore, addressing pollution is paramount to ensuring the health and well-being of both people and the planet. Whether it's air pollution from industrial emissions, water pollution from untreated wastewater, or plastic pollution choking our oceans, we must take decisive actions to reduce our environmental footprint and embrace cleaner, more sustainable alternatives. However, Earth Day is not merely a day of despair, but one of action and hope. It serves as a rallying cry for individuals, communities, and governments to come together and take meaningful steps towards a more sustainable future. Whether it's planting trees, reducing our carbon footprint, or advocating for policy change, each of us has a role to play in protecting the planet we call home. As we celebrate Earth Day, let us recommit ourselves to the stewardship of our planet. Let us heed the call to action and work tirelessly to protect and preserve the natural world for generations to come. Together, we have the power to make a difference and create a brighter, more sustainable future for our life on Earth. Thank you!
Immerse yourself in the magic of storytelling and the beauty of poetry. Let these narratives and verses inspire, comfort, and transport you to realms beyond imagination. Storytelling by Aisha Lana, Fatima, Irshida, Shahana, and Zian. Poem by Adam 8D.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's chat show of Academic Insights. I'm Hafsa Akbar Ali along with my friend Hanan Sainuddin from 7O. And today we have an important topic to discuss as we are in the beginning of this academic year.
Hi all! Yes, I agree with you, Hafsa. Mainly the significance of setting goals, managing expectations, and fostering a positive mindset for the academic success.
Let's dive right into our discussion, Hanan. Could you start by highlighting the importance of setting goals for academic success?
Absolutely. Setting goals is crucial for academic success because it gives students a clear direction and purpose. When students set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals, they are more likely to stay motivated and focused. Goals provide students with a roadmap to follow, helping them prioritize their tasks and manage their time effectively.
That's a great point, Hanan. Add on to it, managing expectations is key because it helps students set realistic goals and avoid unnecessary stress and disappointment. It's important for students to understand that academic success is a journey and setbacks are a natural part of that journey. By managing their expectations, students can develop resilience and perseverance, which are essential qualities for success in any academic endeavor.
I believe fostering a positive mindset is crucial because it allows students to approach challenges with confidence and optimism. By focusing on their strengths and learning from their mistakes, students can develop the resilience and determination they need to succeed.
Before we conclude this chat show, I have a question to ask to you listeners. Did you set the goals for this academic year? If not, consider the points and do not worry. Thank you. Setting goals, managing expectations, and fostering a positive mindset are indeed essential for our academic success. Take care and keep learning. Thank you. This is Hanan and Hafsa signing off.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Academic Quest. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep shining on your scholarly journey. Here are your hosts, Dev Dheeraj and Jusa Milan, signing off. Thank you very much, all.
NIMS Podcast, a limited infotainment in air.